Lead Poisoning Prevention Week is coming up nationally. Here in Quincy, the Office of Healthy Homes at the Quincy Planning Department is planning a series of educational events to take part here in the city. Kate Tenney from that office has stopped on by to tell us a little bit about it. Kate, great to see you.
Great to see you too. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's usually hearing you on your on your Office of Healthy Homes Home Sweet Home podcasts.
Yes, I know.
But great to have you on AM Quincy as well.
So yeah,
folks
awesome.
Can actually see you for a
time. No, I know. You all probably know my voice, but not what I look like.
That's right. Before we talk about Lead Poisoning Prevention Week, tell us a little bit about the Office of Healthy Homes.
Yeah, so here at the Office of Healthy Homes, we do have a couple different housing programs that are funded by HUD. So the most important one and what this upcoming week is about is our lead abatement program, also known as our South Shore Healthy Homes program. Mm. And with this program, we'll provide up to $30,000, and that's in a 5-year forgivable loan with an additional $5,000 Healthy Homes grant. And so what will happen is once you apply, you get accepted, we'll come in and remove all the lead from your house. If you have to move out for any sort of construction needs reason, we'll either provide you $1,000 to stay with a family or friend, or put you up in a hotel for the duration of the construction. And you know, this hotel will have a kitchenette, so it's, you don't feel the need to go out. You can cook homemade meals in there as well.
Okay, so this that is year round, right? That's not just for this week.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So normally we'll be talking to parents at our events, anybody who has questions, but this week, this Lead Week, is specifically focused on young children and educational outreach and talking to them if they know what lead is, the dangers of lead, and how they can protect themselves.
Yeah, this is a nationwide initiative, right?
So yeah.
Is it happening across the country during the same week?
Yeah, so it's happening across the country. It's always going to be the last week of October.
Okay.
And it's something that we like to celebrate here in Quincy. So important. And we like to have a week full of events to kind of celebrate it.
Yeah, so let's talk about it. It kicks off on Tuesday, October 22nd, right?
Yeah, so it will kick off on Tuesday, October 22nd. We're going to be at the Toddler Story Time at 10 a.m., Thomas Crane Library in the Adams Shore. Going to Wednesday, we're going to be talking to the first graders at Parker Elementary School, doing that educational outreach I was talking about, the dangers of lead class. Going to Thursday, we'll have a Mother Goose story time here in our backyard at the Thomas Crane Main Branch Library, heading to Squantum School to do another Dangers of Lead class. And then we're having Robert Clark, a magician, coming to the Thomas Crane Library, perform a show. We're super excited to have him here. And ending it off with Trunk or Treat down at the Bay State Community Services. So. And then Kilroy Square's Farmer Market on Friday.
On that Friday. So there's something every day starting on Tuesday.
Yeah, really getting around the city, trying to speak to as many people as possible.
Yeah. So when you say classes, what do they actually entail? You know, when you think of a class, you're sitting at a desk, teachers in front of you. Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah. So last year was our first year heading into the different schools. And so we create a small little presentation for the kids. Myself and a colleague will go in and we'll do a brief introduction, see if they know what lead is, and then we'll talk a little bit about some foods that you can eat to protect yourself and, you know, don't pick at the chipping paint, all that stuff. We'll end it off with a couple of questions where they can win some Halloween goodies and then send them home with a flyer about our programs. So it's really fun, and the kids are... We're so much smarter about knowing about what lead is and the effects that, you know, I had anticipated.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it still lead paint that's the main cause of poisoning? It is?
Yeah, so really? It's lead paint. Some can have the lead in the soil, but mainly that lead paint we're talking about.
Okay.
We noticed in 2020, roughly 75% of homes in Quincy had lead paint in their house.
It's an old city, right, with the old housing stock. When did they stop using lead paint?
Yeah, 1978.
Okay, all right. So certainly a lot of homes in Quincy built before then.
Yeah,
we're
here, we're ready to help you, just give us a call and we'll get you started.
Yeah, does this also focus on lead in drinking water?
So this isn't focused on lead in drinking water, just because the rate is so low, but this program does extend to Weymouth for the lead paint.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
So the abatement program you're talking about?
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know about how many folks have taken part in it so far?
Yeah. We have a couple of applications a month, so we're looking to get some more in there. We know there are quite a few homes in Quincy, so anyone who may think that they have lead paint, just give us a call. It's a free inspection once you apply, and if it turns out that you don't have lead in your house, you got that free inspection and you're good to go.
Right.
Yeah.
And for folks who do qualify, you know, what are kind of the guidelines for getting into this program?
Of course. Yeah. So we, since it is a HUD program, you do have to fall under the income limits, which I can give you a brief. It is based on the amount of people in your household.
Okay.
So for one person, you have to make under $91,000. Two people, $104,000, and so on as the amount of people in your house go up.
Okay.
We are taking the income of everyone over the age of 18.
Okay.
So that will count to the amount of people in your house. So say it's a four-person house, two parents, an 18-year-old and a four-year-old will take account of those three incomes, but it would still be four people.
Okay, understand.
If that makes sense.
Sure, absolutely. And then they do not have to pay the loan back?
Is you don't need to pay us back. It is a five-year forgivable loan.
Okay.
So 20% of the loan is forgiven each year. So if you live in your house for 5 years, you won't have to pay us back. And there is, like I mentioned earlier, a $5,000 healthy home grant. So that is just a grant right off the bat.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if they move before that five-year period, then there is money to be paid back?
Yeah, you'll have to pay whatever percentage is left.
Okay.
All right.
And for, I know that the city itself is part of the lead pipe removal program, is still proceeding with that. Do you know where that stands right now?
Yeah, I don't know too much. We don't work with the lead pipes as closely in our office.
Okay.
So I'm not too familiar with that program, but I'm sure they're moving forward.
Well, I know the DPW has a list.
Yeah.
Certainly they're working towards eliminating all of them as required by law now.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get all free in the near future.
Right. But for this particular week, it's Lead Poisoning Prevention Week, and the events at the schools now, or is this something that parents will come to as well? Or?
Yeah, so it's actually during the school day.
Okay.
Some of them were coming before lunch, some of them were coming after lunch.
Yeah.
It was really awesome working with all the teachers, seeing how you know we can manage this in there, because it's so important for us to get the word out, as well as hoping that you know the kids will learn and you know stop picking the lead, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And we do get all first grade classes too in one room combined. So it's really great getting all those students in there. And they're so interactive and so curious, have so many questions. So it's awesome to speak to them and teach them about lead.
Yeah, and then, you know, as they get older, maybe teach their younger siblings the dangers of it as well, right?
Yeah, yeah, so, definitely.
And I'm guessing the parents learn a few things along the way as well.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll send them home with our flyer as well. So, you know, since they're not directly in the class, they can read about our flyer, see if their house is eligible, if it's built before 1978. Another eligibility requirement for our program is that you have to have a child under the age of six living in the home.
Oh, okay.
Which, heading all first grade classes, hopefully, you know, they're under six or they have a younger sibling.
Right. Yeah.
And then you also can rent your home or own your home too.
Oh,
so
okay.
Good you're to not know. Limited to just owning your home.
Okay.
Yeah.
And apartments as well?
Same requirements?
Okay.
Yeah. So I believe it's just condos, townhomes, and single family homes.
Okay. So they have to be owner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Properties. Okay.
Yeah. And once will happen, once you get in the program, it'll go into a bidding process. You can actually talk to the contractors and, you know, see what they're going to be doing to your house.
Okay.
So all questions are answered and no one's going in kind of unaware of what's going to be happening.
Right, right. So does the city has a list of contractors that you've vetted? Is that what it
is? Yep.
Okay.
So they're all licensed, insured. Yep. We vetted them through a process. So it's nice knowing that going into the bidding process that your house is going to get picked by a contractor, and you can understand and ask them questions as they're going around and looking through your house.
Right, and I know there are certain procedures to remove it properly, safely, and dispose of it properly as well, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, they're all certified lead inspectors, and they'll do final lead wipe test at the end to make sure that it is completely clear of all the lead and you don't have to worry about that. And you'll get a letter of full de-leading compliance at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you say we are teaching these classes, we are putting these on, is we, you, and your who else is behind this?
Of course. Yeah. So I'm the one mainly running the programs and setting them up, but I do have a couple of colleagues coming with me. So myself, Kate is going to be at almost all the events. Mm-hmm. I will have my colleague Joyce. Joyce is all the intake of all the applications.
Okay.
So she's a really great person if you have questions about your specific application, where in the process that we are, or just asking about, you know, what do I need? What can I make the, how can I make this process go faster? She's your go-to for there. Jane is also going to be coming along with me. She's our lead program manager.
Very good.
So she handles all of the work with the contractors and the invoicing. So she kind of does the behind the scenes work with that, and she handles the actual lead grant as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're a really great team to have working with me. And then we also have Sherry, who is the housing programs manager, and she's kind of doing it all. She's great, and she's also a great resource to have, too.
Very good. A powerhouse team.
Right?
The Office of Healthy
Homes.
Very good.
So we're always there to help questions that you may have.
Anything else we should add right now?
No, just come to all events.
Yeah, let's recap them if we could again, Kate, if you don't
mind.
It's the Lead Poisoning Prevention Week programs here in Quincy, beginning Tuesday, October 22nd.
Yeah, so on Tuesday, just to recap, we will be heading on the Toddler Story Time at 10 a.m. That's going to be at the Thomas Crane Library at Adams Shore. On Wednesday, we're going to be going to the Parker Elementary School, doing that Dangers of Lead class. Thursday, we have a jam-packed day over here.
Yeah.
Mother Goose Story Time at 9:30 a.m. It's going to be at the Thomas Crane Library, that main branch on 40 Washington Street. Squanum Elementary School, Dangers of Lead class, as well as our Robert Clark Magician. That's going to be at 3 p.m. over at the Thomas Crane main branch. Ending it off Thursday with Trunk or Treat from 4:30 to 6 down at the Bay State Community Resources Family Resource Center. And ending the week with the Kilroy Square's Farmers Market on Cottage Street from 12 to 5.
Okay.
Additionally, with on Sunday, our 1 year anniversary of the podcast.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
We'll look for that as listen for that as
definitely,
well.
Definitely,
definitely. If folks would like to learn more about the Office of Healthy Homes at the Quincy Planning Department, how do they do that?
Yeah, so you can either give us a call, 617-376-1055. Or head over to our website, officeofhealthyhomes.org, where on our programs page, there is all the different programs listed. This is also where you can apply for your specific program. Or our calendar, where you can find all of our events, locations, times, and a description.
Excellent. Yeah. Thanks so much, Kate.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Please come back.
Yeah, I will. I will.
I know there are many more programs at the office to talk about.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.